Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I've been dating this girl at my job, and her name is Samantha. And, you know, we've been friends for a little bit, but we wound up working together, you know, on a project at work. And when it was over, she basically pretty much asked me out. I guess she kind of felt like I liked her, so she asked me out, and of course I said yes. And most of this stuff happened, like, pretty much right before Christmas, basically, the break.
Oh, okay, so you've been dating her a while, then.
I mean, that's when it first started, as far as, like, before Christmas or the break, but the part that... Okay, this is kind of strange to me, and this is why I'm needing help. So she had gone on a couple of dates, you know, nothing, no big deal, just dinner, you know, basic stuff, right? And one night, she asked me to basically if I wanted to come over to her house for dinner instead of us going out or anything like that, like basically dinner, movie, that sort of thing. She said she wanted to make me dinner and cook for me, and I was like, sure, of course, absolutely. I mean, why not? I go over to her place, we have dinner, and we watch TV, you know, stream stuff, things like that. And it got kind of late, so I ended up spending the night. Nothing crazy happened before, you know, anybody asked. Nothing wild happened. We just slept in the same bed, you know, kind of made out a little bit, you know, like, you know, basic, taking it slow stuff.
So, okay, so you didn't do any of the old bow chicka wow wow?
Oh, no, bow chicka wow wow stuff. No, not yet.
All right, so continue.
Okay, so, you know, this is all while we were on vacation for the holiday, and, you know, everything was cool. The first day back to work, I think it was like the Tuesday after New Year's, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that. I go to work and I open my email and there's a message from her telling me that she's getting back with her old boyfriend and that she doesn't think we need to see each other anymore. And I'm like, what? Like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, it came completely out of left field. Like, I saw no sign of this coming.
What?
So, you know, I go look for her at work and she's in a meeting. And so I text her about the message and all she texts back is just sorry.
Okay. And you said nothing sexual happened the night you came over, right?
Absolutely nothing. Okay. I mean, we made out for just a little bit. That was it. Nothing big happened.
Well, I mean, maybe that was a problem then.
Well, I mean, I was kind of thinking about that, wondering, like, you know, did she expect me to make the move or something to happen? But why did she dump me all of a sudden? I mean, is that, like, because I did that wrong? Like, is that such a big deal?
So to be clear, you don't think the whole I went back to my ex-boyfriend thing is even real?
I don't think so. Not even in the slightest bit. I think that's an excuse.
Okay, so something happened that changed her mind about you.
I guess. I don't know.
So was the day that you saw her at work, the day you got the email, was that the day after you slept at her place?
No. It was like 5 days after.
Okay. Did you call her the next day? Like, did you call her and say, hey, by the way, I had a great time?
I didn't have to. I woke up next to her. I stayed the night with her. I mean, she even got up and made us breakfast. I mean, she told me how, like, nice it was to waking up next to somebody and all this sweet stuff and cuddling and... And the funny thing was, at the time, I was, you know, I was worried about, like, she was getting all clingy and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then she 180'd on you.
100%. Like, yeah. Pretty much. She, Yeah, I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get a straight answer out of her. And I'll ask about the boyfriend, too, just in case maybe that's really what it is, okay? Now, do you want to stay on the line with us in case she answers and maybe this is all some silly misunderstanding?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys think she'll actually talk to me, sure. I mean, she's been ignoring me, so
okay.
Everything. So.
Wow. Well, then I think you're right. I don't think this is I went back to my boyfriend situation. So let's call her and find out when we come back next.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Samantha, please?
This is Samantha. Can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, first of all, thank you for answering. We actually were calling you. We left you a message on your voicemail. So, if you see a message on your phone, it's us. So, you can just kind of delete it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, let me tell you why we are calling today. We got this email from Pete. I guess he's a guy at your work, and he had said that you guys dated for a little bit, but you're not dating anymore?
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, we're not dating, I guess, anymore. We weren't really dating to begin with. We just hung out a couple times.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe he was exaggerating a little bit. He did say that you have a nice house, though. I guess he said he came over one night for dinner?
yeah, he asked if he could come over, and I was eating dinner, so...
Okay, so sounds like he told us a different version of everything, then. Okay, here's the thing. I think he thought... Maybe there was some kind of connection between the two of you. And he said at one point, everything immediately just stopped. And I think what he was wondering was, did he do something wrong? Like, is there something he said to offend you? Or is there something he did?
I mean, yeah, he definitely did something. And, I mean, it embarrassed me pretty bad. So, like, I don't really want to get into it.
Okay, could you sort of give us a hint? Like, I think he wanted to know what he did so he could apologize. He thinks something happened the night he came over for dinner. Did something happen or did something not happen that night?
So I was, like, really trying to spare him the embarrassment, but since he decided to share all of our business with you, I guess I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, that
sounds exciting.
That's fair. All right, let's hear it.
I mean, all right, so he came over, and I cooked him dinner, and throughout the night, he kept going outside for a few minutes and then coming back in because he smoked, and, you know, I told him it was fine, but he had to do it outside. I don't like smoking in the house. So he put on his jacket, go outside, and smoke for a few minutes, and then he'd come back in.
Okay, and were you lying when you said you were okay with the smoking?
No, I really don't care if you smoke. I just don't want it in the house.
Oh, okay. I thought that might have been the real reason.
No. Here's the real reason. So, oh, God. So the next day around lunchtime, my next door neighbor shows up at my front door and is like, you know, can I ask you a question? Is this guy a friend of yours? And he pulls up his phone and he's got a picture from his security camera of Pete standing outside. So... You know, I told him, yeah, you know, he was at my place last night. I made him smoke outside. You know, sorry if he thought he was a burglar, if he got nervous or whatever. But then he goes, no, that's not the problem. This is. And he pulls a video, and it shows Pete walking over to the side of their house where they have these bushes, and he pulls his pants down and takes a shit in their bush.
Oh,
right
no! Oh, God!
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He did what?
Yes. Oh, my God. He's standing there smoking. And then after a few minutes, he pulls this, you know, cigarette out or whatever, jogs back behind their bushes, and pulls his pants down and starts squatting.
So like the movie Friday.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I have to say, we have heard some bizarre stuff on Dirty Work Wednesday, but this has to be the absolute weirdest. So he took a dump in your neighbor's bushes.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how embarrassed I was? Like, all you could say was like, yeah, he's never coming back. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I've never seen him again.
Wow.
Yeah. But, so I listen, I hate to keep, you know, pushing for details here, but did they, like, go look in the bushes, like, to, like, you know, find it and stuff?
I mean, honestly, so he did, and he said he couldn't find anything, but he could definitely smell it. You know, so I don't know if he covered it up or something.
Oh, God. Whatever.
It's like, disgusting even talking about it.
Okay, so that's why you don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to see him?
No, definitely not. I'm still trying to figure out why somebody would even do that.
Well, I mean, if you think about, like, Dumb and Dumber, I mean, maybe he knew this was going to be, like, a bad one. And, like, you know, the first kind of date, he didn't want to destroy your bathroom. Maybe he was, like, afraid to be, like, embarrassed?
Well, yeah, because, you know, getting caught in my neighbor's bushes is just embarrassing at all.
Well, you got a good point there. I'm sure he probably didn't think anybody was going to notice.
Well, he was wrong. So, you know, their camera picked up the whole thing. And luckily, you know, they didn't try to sue me or something or...
I don't know. Well, still, this has to be a nightmare for you every time you see him at work, right?
Well, he works in a different department than me. So, thank God we don't really see each other unless, you know, it's in the parking lot by chance.
Yeah, or going into the bathroom, which for him, I guess, is the parking lot. Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, thank you for helping us clear all this up. I'm sure if he's listening, he'll feel better knowing the truth. Like, I'm sure he feels relieved, just like he did that night in your neighbor's bushes.
And if a nice rose bush grows, just make sure you trim it, okay?
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.